of the Albany County Democratic Party's sitting state and federal lawmakers have been backed for re-election this fall. The Albany County Democratic Committee's candidate review panel has unanimously recommended endorsing all incumbents. Officials say no other candidates requested interviews, and there may be no Democrat opposing four-term Republican incumbent Pete Lopez in the 102nd Assembly District. That doesn't rule out a candidate independently launching a challenge. Fellow Capital Region GOP Assemblyman Jim Todisco says he's not surprised Democrats may not field a candidate against Lopez. He also says he won't bat an eye if his party mounts a strong challenge against one-term Democrat Cecilia Kacik for her Senate seat. Kacik beat former Republican Assemblyman George Amador in a razor-thin race for the new 46th District in 2012.
George Amador was an outstanding public servant. Fought for his constituents, stood up for his constituents, and I wouldn't be surprised if he would want to. He only lost by 13 votes. That's an incredibly close election, and I think he'd have a great opportunity to be a great challenger to win that seat after losing it by 13 votes. Now, the last time I talked to George, he was still thinking about it. The chairman has talked to him. He's still evaluating it, and I think he'll not only give her a run for her money if he runs, I think he'll win this time.
Amador could not be reached for comment. Former Albany City Councilman Dom Calcellaro thinks the Democrats should make an effort to find a candidate to go up against Pete Lopez.
You would hope they would be able to find someone. But like you say, you're with somebody young and upcoming, even if you might say, well, you know, they're probably not going to win, but at least give them a chance to make a name for themselves and run a campaign and build a base for the next time. Sometimes you have to do that.
Calcellaro adds he thought it was a reach last election when Democrats ran former Albany police officer James Miller, but Miller was able to mount a challenge. The full Democratic committee is meeting 7 p.m. Wednesday at the Polish Community Center to officially vote the party's endorsements. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.